Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Police Department dedicates two extra officers to patrol tonight for St. Patrick's Day. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. If you plan on enjoying alcoholic beverages to celebrate the holiday this year, Gillette Police Department reminds you to find a designated driver or call another form of transportation. Deputy Chief Brent Wasson said they have added two additional officers that are solely patrolling to watch for drunk drivers in town. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated annually on March 17th, the anniversary of his death. In the 5th century. The Irish have observed this day as a religious holiday for over 1,000 years. According to the History Channel, on St. Patrick's Day, which falls during the Christian season of Lent, Irish families would traditionally attend church in the morning and celebrate in the afternoon. Lenten prohibitions against the consumption of meat were waived, and people would dance, drink, and feast on the traditional meal of Irish bacon and cabbage. The first St. Patrick's Day parade took place not in Ireland, but in America. Records show that a St. Patrick's Day parade was held on March 17, 1601, in a Spanish colony, which is now St. Augustine, Florida. The parade and a St. Patrick's Day celebration a year earlier were organized by the Spanish colony's Irish vicar, Ricardo Artur. Often traditional Irish blessings were given during the holiday, one such as, "May pleasure walk with you, may luck smile upon you, and may joy be at your home in your heart." Happy St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy yourself, but please do it responsibly. Cynthia Lummis stands up for Wyoming small town water systems and demands accountability from the EPA. Wyoming U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis highlighted bureaucratic backlogs causing significant headaches for small communities in Wyoming during an Environment and Public Works Committee hearing on the implementation of the Drinking Water and Wastewater Infrastructure Act. Lummis questioned EPA Office of Water Assistant Administrator Radhika Fox about these delays and asked for an update from the EPA on a letter sent to the EPA Administrator Michael Reagan dated January 25, 2023, concerning the EPA's memorandum to state drinking water administrators on public water system cybersecurity, according to the press release from Lummis's office. My office has heard repeatedly from constituents that they are frustrated with the delays from the EPA on sanitary survey results, said Senator Lummis. I have close to a dozen towns or small water systems that have waited, some as long as 26 months, to get survey results that were conducted in the summer of 2020. These delays make it really difficult for these communities. Back in 2021, the United States Senate passed the Drinking Water and Wastewater Infrastructure Act, which authorized water infrastructure programs under the Safe Drinking Water Act and the Clean Water Act by a vote of 89-2. This bill, as passed by the Senate, was eventually signed into law in its entirety as part of Division E of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.